then what happens? You wanna take it and show what happens?
Yeah, now it should be wiggling back. Yeah,
it's on now.
Now
I'll put it over here. I need a couple of these.
We need this one.
This is a baby here, and the baby's taking a nap. See, this isn't turned up. And this boy here is in the same room with the baby. He's playing quietly. And the mother and father there have gone next door visiting, so they aren't there. And all of a sudden, the baby starts crying. And jumps around. And the boy wonders why the baby's crying. And then what happens?
I don't know.
Well, why do you think the baby's crying?
He's making noise.
He made some noise? What does he want to do then? What does the boy want to do? The baby's still crying and jumping.
I don't know.
Does the boy care if the baby's crying?
I don't know.
Well, do you think he is worried about the baby?
Yeah.
So what would he do? He'd probably, he'd want the baby to stop crying, probably, or at least wanted to find out why the baby was crying. Do you think he'd know that the noise made the baby cry or not?
The noise.
The noise. He'd know that? What about the father there, or the mother? Do you think that they would find out that the baby was crying?
Nope.
They wouldn't. Well, they aren't there, of course. So it would be sort of hard for them to find out unless somebody told them. Do you think the baby would stop crying or just go on crying?
Stop.
What would make it stop?
I don't know.
Think it would just stop by itself? Hey, I bet your mother doesn't want you to do that.
Yep.
I'll bet not. Let's see. Well, if the baby stops crying, well, I think that's about the end of the story, that story. Now we come to the next story. Let's see, I better set these things up here first. This one, we just need the boy to begin with.
But when is he going to be done?
Huh?
When is he going to be done?
Well, we have three stories today. And we finished one story, so we have two more stories.
One more?
Two more.
One more.
And this is the next one, and there's one more after this. The boy's gone out on a picnic in the woods with his family, all the family. And then he goes off walking in the woods by himself to pick some flowers. He's picking some flowers. After a while, he hears some thunder. And he looks up, and he sees a rainstorm is coming. So he wants to hurry back to their car. The car's sort of far away, on the other side of some trees and bushes. And then he hears some kind of noise in the trees. And he's afraid. And then what happens?
I don't know.
Well, what do you think the noise was?
The rain.
The rain? Mm-hmm. Why is he afraid of the rain?
I don't know.
Is he afraid of the thunder, do you think?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And what do you think he does there about those, about the bushes there and that noise? Do you think he goes to the car?
Nope. To the camp.
To the camp, mm-hmm. Okay. He starts going off towards the camp. And then he hears another noise in the bushes, like something moving in the bushes. And he's afraid again.
Maybe a frog.
A frog? Mm-hmm. What would he do with a frog?
I don't know.
Would he be, if he knew it was a frog, would he be afraid?
Or if he
just didn't know what it was, that it was a frog, he might be afraid then.
Might be afraid. Hey.
What's that one doing?
What?
What's that one doing?
This one?
Yeah. Picking that other one up, isn't it? Have you ever been out in the woods and been afraid of anything? In the woods?
Nope.
What kinds of things do you get afraid of sometimes?
Giants.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever thought that there was a giant really near you? Oh, when was that?
I don't know.
Was it when you were in your bed? Mm-hmm.
When are we gonna be done?
Well, we'll be done. Well, it depends, really.
In one more minute?
No, it'll probably take one more than that. I'll tell you.
An hour?
It'll be less than an hour.
Longer?
It might be about, I'd say, about 10 minutes.
Yippee! 10 seconds.
Well, it depends on how...
10 seconds.
You know, it depends on how much of the story that you make. Because we could get finished with one more story, but we might need two or three more stories. But if you tell a long story, then one story would be plenty. But I'll tell you the next story now.
What?
I'll tell you the next story now. The next story, this boy's in the kitchen. This
time. Is this the last story?
It's probably the last story. If this story's long enough, then it'll be the last story. But if it's a short story, I might have to say one or two more stories. But the beginning is always the same, so it depends on how long you make the story. Let's see. This boy's in the kitchen here, all by himself.
Where the cookies are.
Except there aren't any cookies there today. There's, he looks over by the sink and he sees a lot of broken dishes on the floor. And he doesn't know it, but the cat climbed up on the sink and knocked the dishes down and broke them and then went away and hid. So the cat isn't in there at all. And then this other boy here comes in. And this one here thinks that this one broke the dishes. And he says, "Oh, you bad boy, look what you've done." And then what happens?
I don't know.
Well, do you think anyone else finds out about those dishes being broken? Who would find out about it?
The mother.
Okay. Let's bring her over here now. Don't get her tangled with the crocodile.
Crocodile?
Yeah, that's a crocodile. Well, she comes in. And this boy says, here, he says, "See? He broke the dishes. He was standing there by the sink when I came in by all those broken dishes." And then what does the mother say?
I don't know.
You think that, how does she feel about it?
I don't know.
Do you think she believes that he broke the dishes?
Nope.
Why?
Dad.
Well, she sees this boy She heard this boy tell about it. And this boy hasn't said anything yet. Does he say something? She says, oh, he must have broke the dishes. So what would she do to him?
I don't know.
Well, do you think she might spank him? No?
No.
What about putting him in his room?
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's see.
What is pizza, pizza?
Well, I don't know, because you're just saying I don't know to everything, so that doesn't get us done very fast. If you would say something, then we would get done a little faster.
No, a little slower.
Huh?
A little slower.
Oh, no. If you would say something, we would get done very fast, I think. If you would think of something.
Come on!
Well, let's see.
The crocodile.
The crocodile's eating the father up now, it looks like.
Nope.
Well, here they are all in the kitchen with those broken dishes. And they don't know who broke them, or at least... they don't know that the cat broke them. They think this boy broke them. I think the mother would think that he broke them. And I think she might spank him if he didn't say something. I don't know if she would if he said something or not. What if he says that he didn't break them, but he doesn't know who broke them?
I don't know who broke them.
Well, what do you think the mother would do then?
Find the cat.
She'd find the cat, eh? Mm-hmm. And why would she find the cat?
Outdoors.
Mm-hmm. But why would she go looking for the cat?
I don't know.
And what would she do when she found the cat?
I don't know.
You don't, eh? Well, I guess we'll have to tell one more story.
No.
One more.
No!
Now I'll show you what this one is. There are these two boys.
Nope. And the mama comes in. And bang, bong, bong.
Hey, don't tear that off, because that's not mine, really.
Is it not yours?
No.
Whose is it?
The store's.
You didn't buy it?
No, I just rented it from the store. You know what renting means?
Using it.
Yeah. Well, this one, these two boys are playing outside in the yard. And this one decides to go over and play in the sandbox.
Oh. I wouldn't do it.
He's playing there by himself, and this other boy's playing in another part of the yard. Then all of a sudden, this one walks over to this one, and he hits him. And then what happens?
I don't know.
What would you do if somebody came over and hit you like that?
Hit him back.
Hit him back. Okay, let's have this boy hit him back. There. And then what happened? You hit your own head then.
Them keep on hitting.
They both hit?
Yeah.
And then what happened? Which one do you think wins? That one. That was the boy who was in the sandbox, isn't it? Mm-hmm. What happens when he wins? What does this one do? There, he's fallen down and he's lost the fight.
then he gets back up, and then this guy trips him.
Oh. Then what happens?
The end of the thing.
The end of the story. Okay. Well, I think that's all.
Oh, my goodness. Hey, I need bust some more. It's a big
well,
sack of ditches.
They can be back now. He bust some more.
No, he didn't.
Here,
well,
we
now come
any
back.
Left then.
No, no more. The car doesn't have no more. Or nobody has no more. Now what should they do?
I don't know.
See? They still have the more ditches. They're up in the platform.
Up in the what?
Platform.
Oh, the platform. Oh, well, that's good.
No, the platform.
Well, that's good. They still have a few more dishes.
Then she goes up, and then she grabs. Well, she broke some more of them. And they don't have no dishes. Now what you say?
They don't have any dishes at all?
You can do it up there.
Oh, my goodness. Well, isn't somebody angry about all this? Who's angry, do you think?
The baby.
The baby.
Yeah. That's because guys, for a bottle and that's breaking too.
What?
No, the glass is broken, the dishes.
Oh, the glass?
And then her bottle breaks. And then
the baby's bottle?
Yeah, then she goes, whoa, whoa.
She's crying because her bottle broke, I guess.
Yeah. Oh, then somebody pulled her. No, somebody pulled her. Somebody pulled her away. And then she throws her in the air. Yeah.
I'll tell you, Judy, I'm going to tell you a story now, and these two girls are playing again. Down there, she's playing in the sandbox by herself, and the other girl's playing someplace else in the yard. And then all of a sudden, this girl just comes over. She doesn't say anything, but she just hits this other girl. And then what happens?
Then she starts crying.
Oh, and then what?
Then she goes and tells her mother it.
What'd she say to her mother? What does the mother do then?
Then she sends the girl home.
Oh, okay.
And tells the little girl. And tells the little girl.
What's he doing,
find thankfully? Somebody else.
Yeah.
So find somebody else to play with.
Like
yeah.
He doesn't like you. So the little girl has to go home.
Okay.
Up the And I'm going to go home. Yeah, have a spanking.
Who's going to give her the spanking?
The mother.
Her mother or this girl's mother?
This girl's mother.
Oh, that girl's mother.
Another one. The mother
got
to sit
down. She has a hard time sitting down. Her legs are too short, that's why.
Yeah, they're too big. Now she got to go up the house.
Hey, can I get some for you?
And the girl. Now we gotta go. Now the little girl has to go find some other person. Found the baby.
Oh, my hand.
The little girl found the baby. And the baby hits her.
The baby hits the little girl?
Yeah,
then what happens?
And then she goes to tell her mommy. And her mother baby hit me.
She didn't really hit her.
What does the mother do with the baby then?
You are a cat.
Thanks the baby too?
You are a cat.
Yeah.
Is that not hard?
And then she can find somebody else to play with. She has to find someone else to play with.
Mm-hmm.
She got
again.
That's the same girl. Isn't it? Or do you want to pretend it's a different girl?
It's a different girl.
Okay.
How come this is two here?
Yeah,
that fingernails.
And that saxophone.
It has a mention twice.
Not that is. Not this is.
A saxophone.
This is a saxophone.
No, it's not a saxophone.
No, it's not a saxophone.
The girl that got hit, got a spanking?
Yeah.
Why?
Because she hit this girl.
Oh, I see.
So this girl goes find a baby. Mm-hmm. And then then the other girl gets the baby. So she gets a spanking.
Hmm.
Get up there.
They're all getting sent to their rooms, aren't they?
Yeah, now the baby hits another one. And now the baby gets a spanking. Can the mummy hit the father?
Do what?
Mommy, tie all these
right now.
Mommy, tie these up. Mommy, tie these up.
Oh, they're in their rooms already. Don't you think that's enough?
And now the mother gets a spanking. Now the mother gets a spanking.
Because she hit the father?
Yeah. Now she goes up to her room.
Oh.
I put them all up there.
Mm-hmm.
And now the father says, okay, come on down.
Maybe I'll come.
Clap, clap. No. You go home. You go to your room. And you go home. You go to your room.
Mm-hmm.
No, your mother and your father go home. Your home is over there. No mommy and daddy.
I don't think it's big enough.
Yeah, no mommy or daddy.
It doesn't, that's too bad. You can tie it if you want.
She loves the Sam family.
You could tie it around my wrist, probably.
No.
You
loves the Sam family.
Oh.
The Owen family.
Hey,
let me
put the fire.
A girl won't stay in the sandbox. Keeps one.
No. Well, there's one more story. Let me see.
For me.
Mm-hmm. We need two girls. Yes,
Mommy,
yes.
I forgot there were two girls.
Yeah. Anyway, we have to pretend there's a tricycle for this one.
Okay.
Of course there isn't, but
no,
we have to pretend.
No, I know what we could use for one.
What?
What's that?
We can get a pipe cleaner.
We might be able to make one if you could let me use one of those pipe cleaners.
This would be good.
The lion?
Yeah. The
fire. I don't think the lion would be so good.
Yeah,
okay, yeah. Let me see if I could
make
a
tricycle. I can make one. Can you make one?
Can you make a tricycle?
Yeah.
You want me to make one or two?
Oh, I think we probably need several. Probably. I don't know.
Yeah.
We probably have to have one for the big wheel. Okay. You make the back two wheels, okay? Can you do that?
Yeah.
They could all be different colors.
Yeah.
Those could be... I don't know. Just
for me,
I want to make a tricycle.
Wait, no.
After you're dead,
I'm making...
A tricycle, sir, I don't know. But we might be able to make one.
I know how to make one.
Hit the front wheel.
Okay, that can be the front wheel.
Now for another one. One back wheel.
Does that look like one?
Well, let's see. There should be something coming up like this, and then it's going down like this to where the back wheels are.
Look what's happening.
Yeah, maybe we should turn this off. Turn it on now. She's riding the tricycle.
No.
Yeah, it's going to be Judy's again.
Mine again.
Is it going to be mine again?
Well, we'll see if there's more tape by you, then you can have one again, okay? See, I think we better take this because she's had to fall off. Or jump off, rather. Well, she's riding along on the tricycle, and this other girl's in the yard here.
And then she pushes
her off.
And
all of a sudden, no, she doesn't. She doesn't do anything right away. But what happens is, and this we can't really work with this tricycle, but one of the wheels is supposed to come off. We just would have to pretend this wheel comes off. And so the tricycle, of course, falls down, but she jumps off very quickly.
Yes, so hold the bike up.
Well,
maybe she put her foot down.
She tries to put the wheel back on again. And she puts it back on, then she tests it, pushes the tricycle a little, and it comes right off again. The wheel comes right off.
She'll have to have her daddy fix it.
She'll have to have her daddy fix it, eh? Well, this, anyway, this, what happens first...
I have to have her daddy fix it. Her daddy.
No. This girl comes over and she says, "What's wrong?" This girl says, "Oh, my, the alligator, uh-oh." What are they going to do now if an alligator is coming?
Going to eat them up.
It looks like he's eating up all of her.
Okay.
Well, of course, this one's still left. What does he do?
Okay. No little girl left. No.
Mm-hmm.
Now put on your hair. Now that's the hair. They're all eaten up. Don't worry.
Well, let's turn this off for a minute again. I think that's about the end of the tricycle part of that story anyway.
Oh.
Because all the girls are eaten up. And the
then the mothers come out. Don't hit me up. Where's my little girl? Then the lion, then the alligator comes. Mama.
You ate the mother up too?
Then the father comes along. The lion comes along. And then the father got a knife. Stab.
Oh, the father killed them, eh?
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
And then he whips his thing up and picks up one of them. Whips his thing up and picks up the little girl. Whips his thing up. Mother. Now, my turn.
Okay.
And they're all back again.
Well, this story...
Turn it off.
No, we better leave it on because I'm going to tell you the story right away. And anyway... This girl is going walking in the woods that's near her house.
I thought the alligator comes along.
No, it's not an alligator that comes along.
A lion. He took a fog again.
Yes, and all of a sudden, we'll have to use this, I guess. This is going to be a snake.
Hey, what's my glasses?
It's going to be a rattlesnake.
I'm
going to
put the glasses on.
Yes, they're poisonous.
We went to the museum
and the science. Mm-hmm, and saw a rattlesnake. Well, here she is picking
it.
Flowers around in here.
No, she's picking roses.
Okay, and all of a sudden, she starts to pick a flower that's right here.
And she screams.
She screams. She sees a snake right there by that flower. Then what happens?
She runs.
She can only walk?
Yeah.
Oh.
She has to happen.
Let's see. Maybe we should get this flower.
And then... Then he comes. And my son.
The snake bites her?
Yeah. Bite.
He's biting her all over.
Yeah. He's crossing them.
Oh, my God.
He's crossing them. She gets off. She gets tied up.
She's getting tied up by the snake?
Yeah.
The snake's tying her up?
Yeah. Now the snake comes along to a house and he's tied up. She's tied up and then she goes, then she locks the door, then he locks the locked his house, and then he no, this is the father that he locked the door, and then the mother comes in. Oh, that's good. We have something to eat.
What are they gonna eat?
First, we're gonna put her in the oven.
Oh, they aren't gonna eat their daughter, are they?
No, this is no, this is a snake. And
oh, it's the snake's house.
Yeah.
The mother and father snake.
Now we gotta tie them up again, so he can get the so he can get the pan. Now get the, now turn on the oven. No, untie her.
Gonna put her in the oven. Whose oven is that? The snake's oven? Oh, poor child. She's all burned up. I don't think she'd taste so good if she was all burned. Who's eating her now?
The snake.
The snake is, eh?
Now
we're
gonna keep the bones.
Maybe a real frog snake.
Hmm.
Looks
sort of like a frog.
I don't want to sing.
Hmm. Wonder how that's coming. It's almost finished. You better turn it off in just 2 minutes.
Can I put it on?
Well, do you know how to put it off?
Turn this?
Turn this part on the outside. See, you turn it right to the middle there.
To there?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, right to there.
Around that way?
Around like this.
Oh. Okay,
now
that.
Okay.
Off?
Yeah.
That way?
Yeah, that's right. You just have to, just press on these things, see? This one and this one.